The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. And they brought in the ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a portion of flesh and a cake of raisins. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, and to celebrate and to thank and praise Yahweh, the God of Israel, Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, Jael and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel and Mattathiah and Eliab, and Benaiah and Obededom and Jael, with psalteries and with harps, and Asaph with cymbals, sounding aloud, and Benaiah and Jahaziel the priests with trumpets continually, before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David first appointed to give thanks to Yahweh, by the hand of Asaph and his brothers. O give thanks to Yahweh, call on his name, make known his doings among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, talk of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice who seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, O you seed of Israel, his slave, you sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Yahweh our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed the same to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but a few men in number, yes, very few and sojourners in it. And they went about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Don't touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised. He also is to be awed above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Grandeur and majesty are before him, strength and gladness are in his place. Ascribe to Yahweh, you kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world will be established, it will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar and the fullness of it. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then will the trees of the forest sing for joy before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. O give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. And say, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name and to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and praised Yahweh. So he left there, before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brothers, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required, and Obededom with their brothers, 80. Obededom also the son of Jeduthun and Hassa to be doorkeepers, and Zadok the priest, and his brothers the priests, before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place that was at Jibon, to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of burnt offering continually morning and evening, even according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded to Israel, and with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest who were chosen, who were mentioned by name, to give thanks to Yahweh, because his loving kindness endures forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those who should sound aloud, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun to be at the gate. And all the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house.